here on this Friday morning. I hope everybody is having a good day today. And on the line we have with us, as he is the second Friday of every month, we have Senator Dan Goddard on the phone. Sir, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I really enjoyed the cool temperatures yesterday, but it's going to get hot again today.
Yeah, it's going to crank back up again today, but that rain yesterday was really nice. Very well, very much needed in this part of the state as well, and it did cool it off a little bit today, but it's probably, the heat's going to get turned back up again today. But it was a nice little break from the heat we had been having. Well, sir, a few things I did want to discuss with you, of course, and we just played the promo for, but tonight you're going to be at the Montgomery County Republican Forum tonight. Is that correct?
That's right, and I really appreciate KGGF broadcasting that forum for the people that can't make it to the forum. They can listen to it on the radio. I just like to make one comment about our upcoming election. This primary election is super important. We will be voting for people for local offices, state offices, the second congressional district, the Senate seat that's being vacated by Pat Roberts. And it's really important for people to get out and vote or vote by mail to make their selection and their preferences known.
Absolutely. Quite a handful of races to vote on. Like you said, local, state, federal elections as well, and the primary coming up pretty soon on August 4th. But voting starts in about a week, though. Am I right on that?
Yeah, I believe it starts on the 16th of July. You know, we're only a couple of weeks away from the primary, so I encourage people to go to the polls. I'm going to the polls to vote. But for those who can't make it to the polls or who choose not to, the option for the mail-in vote is there, and that starts next week.
All right. So, again, that the mail-in starts next week, and the actual election day itself is going to be the 4th of primary on August 4th. Well, there's also another item that you did want to bring up, sir, and it was about the mask order that Governor Laura Kelly had basically an executive order, but it also gave counties a chance to opt out if they wished, and municipalities could also enforce it if they want to. And I just kind of wanted your thoughts on the mask order from Governor Kelly.
Well, you mentioned about the opt-out. The vast majority of counties in the state of Kansas have opted out of that mask order, but they are adopting their own mask approach. Personally, I encourage everyone to use common sense, maintain your social distance, and when you're in a crowd or a group of people and you can't maintain the distance, I encourage to wear the mask. But it is an individual decision, and I think that good common sense just needs to prevail.
Right, and I do know in Labette County, the county commission opted out to it, but the reason they did that was because they wanted to give municipalities a chance to, if they wanted to opt in or out as well. I do know that Parsons is going to, in about 2 weeks or so, they're going to have a mask ordinance, and I do believe Oswego, I think they said they're going to have one as well, the city of Oswego. So basically what the county did was opt out, but still, the municipalities still have, they can enforce it if they so choose,
right.
Correct?
Right. Well, we talked about this mask order as an executive order. I am concerned that the governor is governing by executive order. As an example, she just had an executive order concerning foster care children and basically a report card on foster care children in the schools. We passed a bill in the House and the Senate last year concerning that same thing, and she vetoed it. I am disappointed that in her executive order, since she chose to do one, that she did not include the ACT testing and work keys testing for all of our high school students. That testing was going to to be, it wouldn't cost the state anything to do that. And I really think that, you know, for those students who may not want to take the ACT because of expense, they could take it if she had included it in her order.
And was that something that was brought up? You said that she vetoed something, but wasn't that actually introduced to legislation and she actually struck it down?
Yeah, she did veto that bill, along with other bills that would have given clarity to our tax system, that would have assisted homeowners when they make an improvement to, not an improvement, but maintenance to their facilities or their real estate, that they wouldn't have an increased assessed valuation.
So, yeah, that was vetoed by Governor Laura Kelly during this past legislative session. And so we'll see. Of course, then she puts out the executive order just a few days ago, I do believe, as well.
Right.
So,
you know, there was a comment I heard that the legislature chose not to take an override vote on the veto, but we really never had the opportunity because of the way the legislature was out of session for a long time, and then we came back for one-day sessions, and it just was not possible to do that.
Right. Basically, you just ran out of time because, like you said, with it being out because of the coronavirus, and that once that session ends, you can't come back on the special session and override that veto. It has to be done in that session, correct?
Right. That's correct.
Okay, because then if you had that, you'd be. I think there'd be constant. There'd be a lot of things going on from session to session, harking back to the previous session. So basically, once that session ends, it closes the book on that session. And that session on regular session, it has to end on that day. It cannot be extended. Correct.
Right, and you know what basically happened when we finally adjourned, all of the bills that were introduced that were not out of committee and heard on the floor of the House or the Senate basically died. So we start all over again this next section with bill number starting at one. And I really believe that a lot of the bills that didn't make it through committee or get to the floor for debate will be reintroduced. And I plan to support a lot of those bills that the governor vetoed and make it better for our people here in Southeast Kansas.
And with that session, of course, that'll be starting again next year. But is there anything, you said you're going to support some of those bills. Would there be anything you would be looking to introduce yourself as well to the floor?
Well, the committee process, I think that the budget is going to be the main part of discussion. I would introduce or co-sponsor bills, for example, the Value Them Both Amendment, the bills on property tax relief for older citizens and disabled military veterans. I think that those bills are very important to the Southeast Kansas. I've said publicly that I will not vote or introduce a bill to raise taxes. We need to solve this budget crisis in-house with the state agencies. And I think that, we need to get back to the point where we were in 2019, where we were looking at reducing food sales tax and eventually eliminating it. But we have to get over the crunch of the budget that we're facing right now.
Right. The budget, always a big thing. And it's as of right now, I mean, I know the new budget actually started on July 1st this year, did it not?
That's right.
For this year's budget. There was another thing, and this is the one I kind of wondered about. And I know you're saying you don't want to raise taxes, but there was, did this ever get passed where if you buy something online, you know, if you've been buying something online, there was no tax on it. You were basically just paying for the price of it. And was that ever introduced, and did it get passed?
That did get passed. And the state is collecting taxes from online sales. Now, for example, if if a company has a presence in the state of Kansas, they may be treated differently than a company that does not. That really needs to be looked at and decide. We need to decide how we're going to handle that.
Okay, so that did get passed. So that is something else that I do believe was worked on this past session as well. Well, sir, I appreciate you coming on tonight or today, this morning. And again, you'll be at the Montgomery County GOP forum tonight, as will a lot of candidates be there tonight. And it's going to start a little after 6 o'clock. And again, you can listen to it right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. If you cannot get out there or choose not to go out there, you can listen to it right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. Sir, I appreciate you coming on today, spending a few minutes with us, and we look forward to seeing you tonight at the forum.
All right, I'll be there, and I hope that we have a good turnout, and we have a lot of people listening on KGGF.
Absolutely, sir. Again, I appreciate you taking a few minutes out of your time today.
Okay, you have a great one.
You as well, sir. All right, that is Senator Dan Goddard. He, again, will be at the Montgomery County Republican Forum tonight, as will a lot of candidates for state senate, for, I do believe, county commissioner, as well as county sheriff as well. So it's going to be a lot of folks there tonight. So, again, be sure to listen to it right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF a little after 6 o'clock today. And that is if you don't want to go out there. But if you are going to go out there, it is going to be located at 7th and Patterson at the Shrine Barn. So get out there if you're up for it. Or, you can listen to it right here on air. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we will have news at the top of the hour. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Friday.